Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dub Nation, it's Kevon Looney. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Joe Spadone.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Mooney and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Let's go. Bonta Hill in studio. For the next segment, he's here every single Friday in studio. And we're talking Warriors game 6 tonight against the Houston Rockets, I should say. Coverage of that starts at 5 o'clock with Warriors Live. And tip-off is at 6. But also, you can check out Bonta Hill on Warriors pre- and post-game coverage for NBC Sports Bay Area. Also, starting at 5, he's going to be there. So if you're going to the game, go stop by and say hi to Bonta at the gatehouse.
Yeah, throw out the deuces.
There you go.
And listen, it could be the last call for Fitz and Buki for the season. Could be their last call of the season. Because they won't get the second. We don't get the second and third in NBA Finals if they get that far. So, you know what?
You've been...
Stop it.
Obviously, you've been locked in on them, and rightfully so. You work for NBC. Why would you be watching anything else? But there's been some ESPN games in the series. There's been some TNT games in the series. We had Jay Billis on earlier. I just want to shout him out real quick. What a breath of fresh air when it comes to basketball X's and O's and talking about the game.
Too college for you?
He is. I get the Herbstreit vibes.
I thought it was a little different.
But Billis knows his stuff.
Yes. Here's why I disagree. Because in the NFL, there are so many great people who do great work that I think it does get drowned out and he becomes college.
You're thinking in just the in terms NBA, of there's not a lot of great analysts. Yeah, no. In that aspect, yes, you're right. Because Stan Van Gundy's great. Reggie's... Sometimes he's cheering, sometimes he's not.
I don't know what to get. Candace is trying.
And Richard Jefferson.
Richard Jefferson not good?
Look, man, can we just all admit?
Objective.
Mike Breen, Jeff Van Gundy, and Mark Jackson were the crew.
Well, they were underrated.
And social media.
I agree.
Basically bitched and moaned for so long about that crew. And now we have Richard Jefferson talking about we. LeBron could do no wrong.
All the way
he's
home.
Taking shots at the Warriors on the mic. I mean, he's just like, all right, dude. And Doris Burke. Love Doris, but I don't get finals crew from Doris.
No.
Like, I don't get finals material from Doris. I get like C team or B team from Doris Burke. God bless her soul.
Yeah.
But I don't get A team from that crew. I need like, when you're an A team in the NBA, you know, I need intensity. I need Kevin emotion. Harlan. Kevin Harlan's been in this
Kevin
bag.
Kevin Harlan's A team.
Iron Eagle with Grant Hill. It's a good crew.
Yes.
Yep. Good crew. So in that sense, yes, Jay Billis is a fresh air, but I still get college vibes from him because he's going to be a bit monotone.
Well, he's also a college guy. He does have the wry humor, which I appreciate sometimes. Maybe that's just the old white guy in me at 30.
I also think
he's
trying not to do too much because he's a college guy.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to alienate the NBA audience.
No, it's a good point. Speaking of not wanting to alienate the audience and gather more audience, you should be listening to the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast. You know, Bonte subscribes there. Ooh. Sam Lubman and Joe Shasky, and occasionally Steven Rizzotto, have the best Giants talk in the world. Catch the latest episode where Sam Lubman and Joe Shasky react to the Giants getting swept in a two-game set in San Diego. And what is the Giants?
Well, they lost last night, too.
Farhan's cooked.
No.
Dude, they lost last night, too.
Yeah, they lost Rogers. Three in a row. I don't know what this last sentence is, Sam, but I'm just going to leave it at that because it's all mumbled.
If the Warriors would have won game five, I would have been working tonight.
Oh, no.
Giants-Rockies. And I was thinking to myself, okay, Giants pre or post. Can I name three Rockies right now?
You don't know Ryan McMahon?
I mean, Ryan McMahon.
Yeah, he's been around.
I think Charlie Blackley retired, right?
Yes.
Tovar,
the shortstop, right? Yeah. Chris Bryant's hurt again?
Always. He's always hurt.
Oh, he's still a Rocky.
I don't even know if he's played a full season combined.
Is Troy Tulowitzki still there?
Who?
Troy Tulowitzki?
No.
He's still there? I'm kidding, people.
True story.
He's Boston.
I know.
Cargo still
there? My point is, the Rockies are one of the worst franchises in all of sports now.
Yes.
They've got nobody. They got nothing to hang their hat on. And I was kind of drawn. I was like, boy, Giants Rockies.
Maybe I call my boy Shasky.
What hits more? Rockies baseball in Denver, Colorado, or New Orleans Pelicans basketball?
At least they have Zion.
Rockies baseball may hit more than the Pelicans. Nobody cares about the Pelicans down there.
You played 30 games this year?
Yeah, nobody cares. I've been to New Orleans multiple times. They're like, yeah, we don't care about the Pelicans, really.
No. They care more about Louisiana Monroe or whatever.
And the Smoothie King Center is right next to the Superdome, and it looks so small.
I would rather be the White Sox.
The White Sox and the Pelicans.
How about those Bulls jerseys that they're pulling off?
I don't know
what
they're just trying to steal money.
Yeah.
They're not good. They're stealing money, dude.
The Niners said that they're coming out with new jerseys.
I know. The city connects.
And the Niners? I'm going to tell you right now, it's not going to be good. People are going to reject it.
Why?
The out-of-towners that are all content creating all across the globe are going to love them. I'm telling you right now, they're not
going
to be good. You guys already hate them, don't even know what they look like.
They're the Yankees. You don't need city connects when you have glorious uniforms.
Wait, you said Yankees or they said Niners?
The Niners have uniforms like the Yankees, and they've been around for so long. You don't need to have a variety of throwback jerseys.
Yeah, I agree.
Excuse me, a variety of new jerseys. Same, you have enough throwbacks.
Same in the NFL. I think like the Steelers, the Raiders. Certain franchises don't need it. So I say with the Niners, too. I don't think they
Browns.
Really need
it.
Yeah.
Well, the Packers have been wearing all white uniforms with white helmets.
Those are okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You got to try something new every now and then.
Should the Warriors try something new tonight in the starting lineup?
Yeah, I think Steve Kerr will mix it up.
Oh.
I think he may go back to Moody. If there's anything to take away from game number five, it's Moses Moody had 25 and got a shot back. He's been struggling with his shot. I think you could go back to Moody or have the quick hook on Buddy Hill. But again, they're coming back home. I expect the role players to play a lot better. I expect the Warriors to close this series out now. The Rockets have a ton of confidence. Fred VanVleet is 12 of 18 from three in his last two games. And he's seeing the basket is big right now for Fred VanVleet. Keep hold down Jalen Green. Jalen Green has been a non-factor, but also Alperon Sengun. Amen Thompson. You see what he did the other night? He joined Hakeem Olajuwon, Elvin Hayes, Charles Barkley, Rick Barry as the only players in NBA history to have like 25, 5, and 5 steals or something like that. Just incredible. Like this kid, the Thompson twins, I know Oster got cooked on the final possession yesterday.
Yeah. Brunson's good.
But he shouldn't have been yanked from the game in the first place for Dennis Schroeder when they had a 7-point lead late in the game. The Warriors just got to come out and be faster. They've lost 4 to 5 first quarters in this series. Come out faster and play with the lead. Try to play downhill, not uphill, because that's what's been the slow starts in the first quarter has been really mind-boggling for the Dubs here. And you got to free up Stephen Curry. So how do you do that? I think Jimmy Butler's going to handle the ball more. Steve Kerr, I think, mentioned that with Willard and Dibbs yesterday. And so come out faster, and then you get into the rotations or whatnot. But please don't ask me about Jonathan Kuminga.
No, I'm not going to. He was a DNP last game. Steve Kerr said, he talked with Willard Dibbs yesterday, he said, yeah, there's a possibility. He said he did like his defense on Jalen Green at times when they saw that look. So if Jalen Green's cooking, maybe that's an option, but I doubt we really see him tonight at all. But talking about Jimmy Butler handling the ball, like, this is the stat for me. If it's all coming down to turnovers, put the ball in the hands of the guy that doesn't turn it over. One turnover the entire series for Jimmy Butler. He does not turn the ball over. He makes the smart choices each and every time. I love Stephen Curry. He's a top 10 player. He's one of the greatest of all time. His Achilles heel is what? It's just turning the ball over. It has been his entire career. He's done that. I don't think the thumb injury is helping, but I'm not going to put solely on that. It's also just Steph needing to clean it up a little bit more. And Amen Thompson, he's frisky. He's feisty. And he's going to be getting all over him. So don't turn the ball over early in this game and give them any confidence, especially those young guys.
And the Warriors have to play faster in the half court. There's too many times in this series to where they're not getting shots off until there's 2 seconds left on the shot clock. You would have, in game, I think it was game four, maybe in game three. Game three without Jimmy Butler. They were getting shots up with 11 seconds left on the shot clock, 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Don't allow that Houston Rockets defense to set even after made baskets. Get early shots. Get crisp shots so you can't pass down open shots if you're Draymond Green or GP2 or Moses Moody or Brandon Podziemski. Get quicker shots within the shot clock because all of a sudden it's 5-4. And this young athletic team, they recover very well to Houston Rockets and they get out and contest. So you want to get shots up quicker within the half court. Shasky, you here?
I'm just listening.
Look at that. He's active listening.
I'm just listening.
You look like you're yawning, man.
Well, I don't want to step on anybody.
No, that was very respectful. Thank you, Joe. Do you want to weigh in on the fast start?
I'm like Jimmy Butler when he first got here. I just want to, like, you know, I want your cooking and
you're being too unselfish now. Unselfish, Shasky.
There's kind of like, you know, waiting for my turn.
Jimmy Butler.
Well, there is an aspect of this, like, yeah, Buddy Hield, Podziemski, like. Fact of the matter is, in a game like this, I just need my big boys to step up. Sometimes it's as simple as that. Can I get the Jimmy Butler playoff Jimmy? Can I get Steph doing the night-night tonight? And can I get Draymond Green to even, it'd be great. Can you get like 10 points
scoring? It's not just Draymond. It's also Podziemski because those two
that's
guys.
That's fine, but I need those guys to, like, they need to do their part.
It's prerequisite you need Jimmy and Steph. Like, that's a prerequisite. Yeah, I'm talking about the ancillary pieces. This entire offense. You had Podziemski just slightly hesitant last game. You had Draymond not looking to shoot at all, so they're sagging off him. GP2 passing up shots in the lane. They have to, the other guys that are out there, have got to be willing shooters. I mean, they were so constipated, you settled for, I believe, 2 different Kevon Looney late shot clock mid-range jumpers. No one wants that. Kevon doesn't want that. The team doesn't want that. But when you're passing up the midi floater, and when you're not squaring up to the hoop and you're just passing on the perimeter, you're going to get forced into 5 seconds. Let's go. Someone make a play. Take someone off the dribble. And so, yeah, they got to attack the hoop here and take the midi when it's available.
And the Rockets, give them credit, man. They've controlled the pace of the series. You look at the assist numbers for the Golden State Warriors. They're averaging 24 assists per game. They're usually around 30, one of the best teams in the NBA. It's way down, and that goes with Draymond Green's playmaking. How do you get Fred VanVleet off of Draymond Green and get him active within the offense with his playmaking ability? I think Steve Kerr alluded to this, saying that Fred VanVleet has made it hard. He's made it hard for Draymond Green to get involved offensively. So that's another element nobody likes to talk about. But when he's playing well offensively, it takes the Warriors to another level.
Why is he, like, Fred VanVleet is 6 feet tall. They should be going at this guy defensively. Well, I know he's big, but like, you're 6 feet. Like, Draymond's 6'5", 6'6".
They're packing the paint alongside of him, so it's usually not him isolated. He's laying off. Şengün laying off whoever he's guarding, whether it's Moody or Buddy. Like, I think their team defensive principles have been pretty clear. Steph Curry on the perimeter beyond the three-point line, we are blitzing him. We're not letting him operate in the middle of the key. And then other than that, we're going to be super physical and one-on-one with Amen. And everybody that gets a staggered screen or whatever, they're going to jump into the passing lane to deny Steph the ball. They've done a great job denying Steph.
And they're taking away that split action that the Warriors love to run with Draymond Green and the dribble handoffs, DHOs, where they know Draymond loves to dribble the handoff to Stephen Curry. So you get a smaller guard on him who's quicker and strong like Fred VanVleet. You press Draymond a little bit. It's actually a great strategy instead of other teams where they lay off a Draymond at the three-point line and allow him to survey the floor. That's what really gets Draymond rolling here. So you got to get Draymond rolling offensively within the half court and get his assist numbers up. Again, just 2 assists per game in this series.
He's
shooting 21% from the three-point line, so he's struggling from the perimeter.
He's got the same amount of points as he has fouls and turnovers in this series. And he can't be in foul trouble. He can't turn it over. And he needs to just score a little more. We're not asking about a lot, just a little. No doubt. A couple of buckets, and I think the passing lanes open up.
Bonte Hill in the studio with us, Spadoni and Chassie, the morning roast here. We got another 10 minutes before we get to Fast Five.
That's it?
I know, the show's flying man. By. No, it's been great.
Thank you, Matt.
The rotations tonight, Steve Kerr, think he's going to have a pretty tight leash on things when it comes to the rotation, or do you expect?
Yeah, it's a game seven for the Warriors. They don't want to fly back down to Houston. The next flight they want to take is to Minneapolis, Minnesota. So
I like
all hands on deck. Yeah. All hands on deck. It's so similar. Like, there's so many similarities to 2022 with the Grizzlies. Game six was on a Friday night, just like it is tonight. They got blown out in game number five. And in that game six, that was big boy basketball. I think Looney had like 20 rebounds in that game.
Dylan Brooks hit a couple rebounds. Early ones.
So Dylan Brooks hit like his first three shots of that game. He finished 10 of 28.
Did he go for 30?
Yeah, but went 10 for 28.
It wasn't an efficient 30.
Yeah, it was 10 for 28.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was one of those things where Taylor Jenkins was like, oh, no, he made his first three shots. And Steve Kerr was probably thinking, oh, yes, he made his first three shots. But you know what? This version of Dylan Brooks,
it's different.
He's a different Dylan Brooks.
Way more efficient.
He's way more efficient. So you want to make sure you just cut the water off of Fred VanVleet. He's starting to feel too comfortable. Again, those three-point numbers, 12 of 18. And he had two go in and out in game four. He could have been 10 or 12 from three.
And it feels like whenever it's when he's in rhythm, when he's like running on, it's off a turnover, it's a fast break opportunity. He runs to that 3-point line, just chucks it up. It's not off the dribble, it's not anything like that. So that's why you got to cut those in half for sure.
So the rotation is going to be tight.
Yeah.
To answer your question.
Yeah, no, totally.
But if Mark can, you know, arrest Dylan Brooks before the game, none of this is going to matter.
I don't like Dylan Brooks.
He was irate about it. Dylan Brooks is like, whoa, dude, all right. Now you're getting sucked into Twitter, Mark.
Can we appreciate the animosity and the feistiness between the series? I think the NBA playoffs, we were talking about it earlier.
Yeah.
No, the playoffs in general have been great. When I got Giannis going out against John Halliburton, Tyrese's dad. You know the feistiness is there.
Tyrese's dad stay off the floor.
Yeah, well, Giannis's answer, his presser,
great.
Watching it live, I was like, yes, Giannis. And the sweepstakes for Giannis Antetokounmpo, it's going to be a lot of teams lining up for Giannis, but his, like, don't be disrespectful. And
no.
I've won a championship.
Yes.
You guys haven't. Like, let's keep it real.
I love that he said, maybe 20 years from now, my perspective will be different when my son's playing.
Yep.
But right now, it felt disrespectful.
No, the whole 3 minute, 45 seconds,
it was
awesome. But
beautiful.
To your point about the playoffs, these playoffs have been great. Great. And in the second round, you're going to get Boston, New York.
Mm.
Rivalry. Boston, I think, is going to mop the floor with them. And then you get Cleveland, Indiana, and they're on a collision course to play the Boston Celtics, the Cleveland Cavaliers. Great Eastern Conference final. Nuggets and Clippers last night. James Harden showed up, played 46 minutes yesterday. Get a game seven with Kawhi, Harden against Jokic and Gordon. Wow, what a series. And then Minnesota beating the Lakers. And, I mean, these playoffs have been awesome. It's reminding me of the 90s. I'm getting 90s vibes. The scores are lower. You're not getting the 140 to 142 games. You're getting high 90s, low 100s. This is what basketball, there's a chippiness here. So I'm loving the NBA playoffs right now. And look, the refs, I know the refs have been awful. They're always awful. We've been yelling this for 7 years now. They're at an all-time bad, whether it's Gucci Mane, Tony Brothers, Zach Zarbro. It doesn't matter.
You love Goebel. You love yourself.
John Goebel's awful. He's terrible.
He was the review ref the other night, and I'm like, why?
He did like back-to-back games. He was in L.A. doing a game with the T-Wolves.
All reviews should always be Bill Kennedy at all times. Continue.
Oh, my God. Stop Bill Kennedy. He mucked up game four. They lost control of game four. There's four technical. The second quarter lasted 45 minutes. That game lasted 2 hours and 15 minutes.
We got out of it. We had to stop watching at 10 o'clock, Bonte.
By the time I left Chase Center after recording the Dove Talk podcast with Monty, it was 12:45. I was gassed.
You're so happy you have to get up in 4 hours.
I was happy about that. I was like,
By the way,
I think I slept till like 11 the next day.
By the way, it is funny. Like those two Eastern Conference matchups, they got the Pacers going up against Cleveland, and then you got the Knicks going up against the Celtics. The price difference between those two, like when it comes to lowest price of the tickets that you can get in. Right now, I'm looking at ESPN. Tickets as low as $73 for Indiana-Cleveland. Juxtapose that with New York Boston, tickets as low as $225.
Damn.
$150
to watch playoff basketball.
Want to
go to Cleveland?
Want to go?
No.
The queue? Get in the queue. We'll talk to you.
I'm going to go back to the parquet floor. I'm not going to lie. I started doing the deep dives on the Celtics after that Celtic City doc. Damn, what a great history.
You feel me on now? Like, teams like the Celtics don't need those neon green
jerseys. No, I never agree with that.
It's like, it's absurd. Yeah. You know, their history is so rich, and it's just insane.
People were complaining about the court, that the City Edition court that they had, like, during the playoffs. They're like, we should not have different courts during the playoffs.
The parquet.
I thought it looks good. I kind of like the bridge with the fog. So personally, I do.
No, but I think it's Boston. Cool.
Where's your confidence meters at, guys? Come on, game six. Fans got to get there early, man. Because, like, it does bother me when people, they rip on Chase, and it's my, this arena's in my city, all right? And I know how Frisco fans get down. We're passionate about our teams. We're rabid about our teams. You see when the Giants are in the playoffs, when the Warriors have been in the playoffs, whether you wear the shirt or not, I personally don't care because, you know, if I'm wearing a dope fit.
Exactly. I'm with you on that.
But if you wear the shirt, They're free. Wear the shirt.
Free as me.
Get loud, get there, and put on a show, man.
Wear the shirt, he doesn't care.
Huh?
You said you don't care.
I mean, if you wear the shirt, yeah, don't wear the shirt.
Mine's at 7.5.
40 never wears a shirt because he's flossy. He's got the big, you know what I'm saying?
He's
and those shirts are small, too. Like, they barely fit me. I can't be showing my gut out there.
What gut? You look good. Abundant Life Weight Loss?
In the gym yesterday.
Okay. Oh, what were you doing?
A little cardio.
A little bit, elliptical?
In and out. See, when I go to Olympic Club to
not
work
in
out,
and out burger.
Shasky always finds out because people are just looking at me and then they start texting Shasky, oh, I see Ponte here. So, like, it worries me.
Wow.
Like,
okay.
You can't even work out in public.
Well,
no more.
I mean,
life of the king.
Life of the king. Sam's on fire.
What'd he say?
Tried to get life of the king
and he beat me.
I'm saying no. You guys want to joke like that? It's very uncomfortable. You go home and say, "Yeah, well, boys, some of you are at the Olympic Club." It's like so weird. Guys watching you work out. Like, dude, come on, man, pick up the dumbbell bars, please. Get some curls.
There you go. Let's do fast five. Let's get to it. This show's flown by.
I barely talked.
Well, you know we mellowed in.
I don't like Dylan Brooks.
It's Friday.
Mellowed in Friday.
Exhausted.
All right, it's
simple. The morning bell in.
It's simple. Who the hell's winning tonight? I'm confident. Warriors in a blowout. They're winning tonight. Shask, what you got? Steph does a night-night on Houston.
You said blowout like four games in a row.
Stop talking. You're a Laker fan, dude. Stop talking about our team. Stop talking, dude. Stop talking. I shouldn't do that. But no, I don't like when fans. No, I don't like when fans do that. Oh, it's going to be a blowout. No.
Just
because
I'm confident in the team and you guys are scared about it. I don't know why.
Nobody's scared about it.
It's appropriate fear.
Please.
Nobody's scared.
Stephen Curry's dropping 30 on him. He's going 30 for 30. All right.
Warriors aren't winning tonight, but it's not
going
to be a blowout.
Okay.
Keep going. Warriors going to win tonight.
All right. There you go.
Warriors win tonight.
Right.
You're getting ready for Anthony Edwards and Naz Reid, the Warriors killer, and Rudy Gobert.
And Julius Randle has looked good.
Rudy Gobert went 27-24.
Yeah, that was hilarious. That's the hell he's
Julius Randle.
Don't play Jackson Hayes.
What did Anthony Edwards said? Lakers at five?
If Dylan Brooks is in trouble, Mark's going to have a tough time arresting Rudy Gobert.
Oh,
I mean, he really is.
Oh, my God.
Chokehold, very first game.
Deputy Draymond might help him with that
Cobra
one.
Cobra Clutch.
Dude.
Deputy Draymond.
I can't believe. Hey, Mark Willard, I know you're out there, man. I love you, dog. But I was like, what is he doing? He's going to call SFPD. Dylan Brooks right there. Get him out of here. Does Mark Willard boo? Can you imagine Mark Willard? Because you know he's going to get tickets from somewhere. Boo! Dylan Brooks, get him out of here! Get him out of here!
Last
I see him at every game. Every time I see him post on Instagram.
Wow.
The lovely Christie and Mark Willard. Getting courtside seats.
Whoa.
No, I know about courtside.
Okay, I was going to say, that's
the
little...
king was like, get him out of courtside.
I was, get him out of here. This is my gym. Get him out of here.
King
this
court.
Is my gym.
James
get him out of
court.
Here.
This is my
this
palace.
This is my house, Mark. You go down to Oracle Park.
He's going to be at Rockies Giants instead. Who's winning tonight, Joe?
Warriors are going to win tonight.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a nail biter, and I think you're going to have someone random step up. I don't know if it's going to be Pods, Buddy Hield.
Kevin Knox.
Moody.
Kevin Knox.
Braxton Stop. Key.
Stop. There's no carryover from Game 5, fellas.
There's not?
No, come on.
10 people called in yesterday to beg to differ.
Did they really?
Matt Nahegan begs to differ.
That there's going to be carryover from
Yeah, that's called momentum.
I can't even look at you with a straight face.
What? I'm just being... you guys scoff at it.
I'm not surprised the callers did. The came in, Eddie, I call. Is he still
no, we had
Steve
a
Kerr?
Different Will and Marin, who may or may not be linked to someone that works at the station, so we'll see.
Tell me more.
No, it's
Friday.
Foxy Bursty.
Friday.
Please explain. Special guest potentially for Steiny and Goot today.
I think
Warriors related.
Roxy's special guest got into a really good college.
Yeah, TCU.
Daniel Tomlinson.
Love Roxy.
Texas Christian University.
Jason Verrett. He's going to go to the TCU Hall of Fame.
Really?
Jason Verrett. He's still how many ACLs?
Shout out Nick Berry.
There you go.
My boy.
Nick Berry?
Yeah. Shout out Kevin Berry. My last thoughts is this.
I do think the only way the Rockets can win this game, and it sounds absurd the way I say it, but it's if they have like another blowout kind of a win. If they win by double digits plus. If it is a tight single digit game, I think that the experience and the youth is going to play a factor in this one. Like the Pistons yesterday against the Knicks.
You know,
I think that played a huge factor.
The Rockets' record when they, in the regular season, they build a 10-point lead at any point during the game, they're 48-7.
Yeah.
So far in this series, they're 2-1 when building a 10-point lead. The only lead they blew was game three when they were up 13 and the Warriors went on that run before halftime.
Yep.
When they're able to set their defense up, the pace that they play at, it just makes it really difficult to score consecutive baskets and consecutive possessions against them. My final thought is this. Dr. Kevin Berry, if you're out there, I know you had a tough week this week with a fall the other day, and I love you, buddy, and sounds like you're doing better, which is great. And my heart goes out to you, and I hope you're feeling better, and I hope everything's all right, and I hope to see you soon, buddy.
My final thought is Warriors Live, 5 o'clock tonight, 95.7 The Game, Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert at 6 on the call. We'll have all the pre- and post-game coverage all day long, and then tomorrow we'll have Warriors This Week with your boy Dan Devone and co., so can't wait for that. So it's all Dubs the next 24 hours plus right here on 95.7 The Game, your home for Golden State Warriors basketball. And that was Fast 5 brought to you by Xfinity.
Lubman, you got it.
You'll get the Fast 5 to all your devices.
Yeah, Lubman, go ahead, crack another joke.
Come on, one joke. There you go.
Oh, no, I was my foul thought was going to be let's try and get, you know, Şengün and foul trouble tonight. Maybe get him a little bit more, get him out of the game and actually do a little bit of something in the paint. Can we get, you know, game four Buddy Hield to show up? That would be pretty cool. I'm very confident they're going to win this game, so can't wait.
I got another thought, too. The next time Lubman sees me at Chase Center, doesn't give you the right to just jump into a conversation and butt in.
When did I do that?
Brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.